This is the podcast for JNS Spine. Welcome to the August 24th, 2012 podcast from Journal of Neurosurgery Spine. I'm Natalie Pincham. I will be reading a summary of an article on the lumbar spine published today. Infection risk for primary and revision instrumented lumbar spine fusion in the Medicare population. A clinical article by Stephen Kurtz and colleagues. Infection can be a devastating complication for instrumented spinal fusion, and it may lead to excess morbidity and poor patient outcomes. In this study, the authors used a 12-year sample of Medicare data to characterize not only the long-term incidence of infection, but also the risk factors associated with infection in the Medicare population. Because, like all implants, spinal instrumentation may be susceptible to bacterial colonization and biofilm development, the authors were particularly interested in characterizing deep infection after instrumented spinal fusion. At the 10-year follow-up, the overall infection incidence, including superficial and deep infection, was 8.5% in primary procedures and 12.2% in revisions. For deep infection alone, at the 10-year follow-up, the incidence was 1.9% in primary and 4.5% in revisions. Patient-related and clinical factors were both significantly associated with infection risk. Although the findings in this study are limited to patients with spinal fusion who were older than 65 years of age, the outcomes for the Medicare population are especially important as a basis for public policy development. Thank you for listening. JNS PG podcast content is now contained in the American Association of Neurological Surgeons iTunes U site. Sign up in iTunes for our podcasts and additional content, including video content and podcasts from the AANS, all updated continuously. To read all the articles published by the Journal of Neurosurgery this week, or to listen to more podcasts, please visit us at www.thejns.org. You can also follow the JNS on Twitter, and please like us on Facebook at Journal of Neurosurgery Publishing Group.